615, 1320 WILS. Well, we're getting more and more reaction out of President Trump's tax reform plan. Let's hear from Leonard Raskin. He's the he's a well-known financial strategist and CEO of Raskin Global. Find him at RaskinGlobal.com. Leonard, great to have you on WILS.
Good to be with you this evening. How are you?
Good, good. What do you think we do need to see some tax cuts, tax reductions for us?
I think absolutely. We haven't had a major tax change in this country in 30 years, and every tweak we've had to the tax law has caused Americans to pay more and more. There hasn't been much of a cut in a very, very long time.
Democrats say this is just going to balloon the deficit, or the debt, I should say. What do you think of that?
Well, Democrats like to say that any tax cut's a bad tax cut. I don't think they've seen a tax they didn't like and one they wouldn't increase. The fact of the matter is that the tax cuts don't balloon the deficit. What balloons the deficit is they, as a country, Democrat, Republican, both, just spend too darn much. I mean, you and I just can't run a household where we make a decision to bring in a dollar and spend $1.50. It's just not going to work for too long.
What do you think that's going to do for, because the projection, the hope is that it'll help the economy. Do you think we'll actually see any real reaction?
Absolutely. I mean, businesses, let's face it, if business owners can give less money to the government, then it gives them the opportunity to either expand, grow their companies, employ more people. That creates the multiplier effect in the economy, which turns on the switch that says American entrepreneurism is back in force. More people working means less people taking from the government, more people paying into the government. It means more goods and services to be bought, better corporate profits. I think we could see a point or two of additional GDP growth out of certainly a 15% rate tax cut and an individual tax cut.
Let me ask you this, Leonard. Don't we have many corporations now sitting with enormous amounts of cash that they're not even spending as it is right now?
Well, not huge cash necessarily. A lot of the ones that have a lot of cash right now are holding that cash overseas. They don't want to bring it back because right now we've got the highest tax rate in the Western world and most of the world. We're at a 35% corporate top rate. Mm-hmm. Bring that down to 15. Let those companies bring that money back on shore. I think you'll see some great opportunity. The other thing is the S-Corps, the mom-and-pop small businesses around the country, employ tons of people, and they get taxed as individuals. So let's let them get taxed at 15%, and let's see some real opportunity. If we can cut some regulation along with the taxes, I think we've got great upside potential.
Leonard Raskin with us here on WILS. Find him at RaskinGlobal.com. There's also the criticism of the plan that it basically is a huge benefit to the wealthy. They really get the bulk of the tax savings here. The rest of us don't get nearly as much. Do you think that's a problem? Should this be more targeted towards the middle class?
Well, I don't think it's a problem because I think that if you pay 10 times the taxes of somebody else and there's a tax cut and you get a little bigger relief, that's not a problem. That's a wonderful thing and an opportunity for people to deploy that money to other best use. If you and I both go out to dinner and I pay $100 for dinner and you pay $20 for dinner and they take 10% off the menu, I'm going to save more. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, the claim is, though, that we've got this major income disparity right now, and it's only going to get worse under this kind of a tax cut. What do you say to that?
Well, the fact is, Pat, if you go back to 86 and the Reagan tax cuts and you look over time, when those tax cuts happened, absolutely the top tier, the top 10% of the population in America of income earners got wealthier. But what people don't talk about is the bottom 12% got wealthier, too. The goal is for everybody to get wealthy, not for some to pay nothing and others to support. Right now, the bottom 50% in our country of income earners pay zero taxes. The top 50% pay 100%. Mm-hmm. Top 10% pay almost 70%. So, yeah, they're going to get a bigger break because they're paying more of it. It's just the way it is.
Leonard, I'm sure you work with millionaires as a financial strategist. If you give multimillionaires millions more, are they necessarily going to spend that money, though?
Well, they're not necessarily going to spend it, but they don't put it on the mattress either. What ends up happening for the wealthy in the country, they generally do one of three things with the money. They either create business opportunity in their own world, which creates jobs for others, which creates revenue and income so other people can do great things. The second thing they're going to do is save it or invest it. if they save it, that'll allow the banks to lend more money. If they invest it, that naturally goes to public corporations and other corporations that allow them to expand, bring more jobs online, help more people in the country. The third thing they do is they give great dollars to charity. It's not like they're taking these dollars and putting them under a mattress. Nobody sits on the money. So somebody says, well, the rich guy goes out and buys a boat or he buys another house. Yeah, he very well may, but you know what? Somebody down the line there has to build that house, has to make that boat, furnish that house, create the rugs, make the windows.
Fair enough, Leonard. One last thing. When you look at the historical reality, though, the fact that these tax cuts have led to the debt just getting bigger and bigger, the government continues to spend money or even increases spending, what do you think is going to happen if we pursue this tax cut?
Yeah, I think you're right. In fact, the debt gets bigger and bigger simply because they spend, not because taxes. Because right now, revenues are at an all-time high to our government. So if revenues went down a little bit, I think it's time for them to figure out how to cut costs. Mm. I don't know that they're going to do it. I surely wish they would, because then the tax cuts would be worth every bit and then some.
Yeah.
So I hope something like this passes. It's a bold plan, and it's certainly a good first step in the art of the deal, and let's see what comes out at the back end.
That push the bull market even further up if we see this go through?
Well, I think so. Again, I think this and some regulatory cut will help to spur companies to create profits, and what creates uptick in the stock market over the long term is company profits, and company profits come from more capital in the hands of capitalists, not in the hands of government.
Leonard Raskin, financial strategist at RaskinGlobal.com. Leonard, thank you very much.
Pleasure to be with you. Have a great night.